I enjoyed my work at USDA. As most of you know, I didn't work in government prior to about a year ago now. I only lasted 11 months. But I did enjoy that work and would want to see that work continue. I just don't think at this point, with all that has happened, I can do that either in the new position that was offered or as state director for rural development in Georgia. It doesn't mean that I'm not interested in that work, because I certainly am.
In total, we referred 24 students to the local hospital. Of the 24 students, 13 students were admitted to the hospital, 11 were treated and released. And of 11 who were treated to release and released, most of them, 7 of them, had IV fluids. The remainder did not. I know there's a lot of interest as to whether the students took anything they shouldn't take or that may have caused harm for them, and I've been meeting with the students at the hospital, and first and foremost, I want to share with you that the students are very upset that those innuendos or insinuations are being made. They feel that they collectively have not done anything to harm themselves. And again, as the coach said, we believe that knowingly no student did so.
It's a shame. It really is. Because when someone goes into a museum or anywhere and they cut a painting out of a frame, they're doing irreparable damage. I mean, that's the type of damage that, you know, many times cannot be conserved. So, especially with Van Gogh. When Van Gogh did his paintings, sometimes the paint was very, very thick. And, you know, when you have a painting like that where you cut it out of the frame, you lose paint, you lose pieces of the actual canvas. It's a terrible situation. Well, there has to be forensic examination of the frame to see if the individuals touched the frame. I think there was some video in the museum itself. That has to be checked very closely. I think the next thing they should probably be doing will be looking for any kind of video outside the museum. During the whole day, I'm sure there are areas within, you know, 100 yards of the museum that have video cameras, and hopefully they might be able to see a car, a suspicious vehicle, something of that nature.